The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'iloi Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Speak a little bit of an interesting shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, which is very about electricity in Shabbos, which is very negeah to almost, you know, roiv of the shailos that are discussed with electricity in Shabbos, and you could use this shaila to shtal su. I'm going to speak specifically about one case, but it's pretty applicable generally. Recently, water companies started to install, instead of mechanical meters, they started to change the meters on the water meters to electrical meters. They did it in Eretz Yisrael in a bunch of places, in America in a few places, and there's a big shiloh in Shabbos. What do you do? Is this going to be most of any problems in Shabbos? Because the mechanical meters, obviously, is no issue at all, because it's just turning a dial or something, as far as I understand. But electrical things, maybe this is more of a shiloh. So, the way that they record how much water you used, instead of like just having a dial turning and, you know, having a readout, a mechanical readout that the guy comes along and reads, they have it measures electronically how much water was used.
What's different than an electric meter or whatever anything out there right now? Gas electric.
Gas meters are not what's it called, electric, and electric. Also. But these things you don't affect on Shabbos anyways. You don't change how much gas you're using. You don't turn on the gas, you don't turn on the heat.
But no pumps, nothing, no electricity involved?
The olden ones?
No, but halal in my house, I turn on the sink, no pumps, nothing going on?
No, they use the water pressure from the water tower. They pump up the water into the water tower, and then that water pressure pushes it through the pipes. Okay, but that's already weite Dovershin Mischavens, and it's not so gracious. And
I'm emptying the big tank, so now the pump is pumping up.
Okay, but that's the Dovershin Mischavens with that psychration. I don't know, whatever. Fine, So there's a big shiloh all over the world, and Eretz Yisrael, there were even Afghanis about this issue. And recently in America, they asked Rishon Miller the shiloh, and he gave a heter. Now, listen, I'm going to handle a few parts of the shiloh, not all the parts of the shiloh. I'm going to say over some interesting Meir Mekoymas, benegeah to the shiloh, and benegeah to his psak. Everybody knows that electricity, there's generally stamazoy a problem with electricity, using electricity on Shabbos. And here there's a few additional problems. So let's start off with the issue of electricity. So everybody knows that there's a big machlokes apoiskim, derech klal, if there's an isser with electricity, what the isser is. That a lot of apoiskim say that when you're turning on a light or something that turns red hot, there's a problem like it's making a fire. It's havara. But other kinds of electricity, they don't have a klorim, a korim, a deraisa. There's a famous Chazanish, the Chazanish says that there's a problem of boina. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're very machmer with the Chazanish. In America, they're a little bit more makel. You know, a number of American poiskim hold that it's a chumra, that it's a nice thing to be choshish for, but it's not mikra din. And my Rabbi Reb Shlomo Miller, he says that but if you're not turning on a light or making a fire, b'derech klal, it's only going to be the Rabbanon de Keshayla. And the Rabbanon Dika Isser is going to be Moilud. Moilud is an Isser that the Rabbanon gave any time that you're creating a new thing. Like the Gemara says, if you put a smell into clothing, or let's say you make a fire on Yontav, even though making a fire, Batsim Mitzad Malacha, making a fire is Mutter, but the fact that you created a new thing in the world, that's a Doimah to Malacha, it's called Moilud. So Mela, electricity is also going to be Aser Medrabanon, because you're creating a new Koyach that you didn't have till now. So, Lamaisa, this Svar of Moilid I think I found Rav Shlomo Zalman also says like that, and I think the Marshag also says the Svara that electricity will be Osir Altamoilim Drabbanan. He also tries to have a Shiasma Dereisa, but he says the Chalapachas Drabbanan will be Osir Altamoilim. I don't remember exactly how he says it, but there's a number of places that say the Svara of Moilim. So if it's not a Drabbanan, if the electricity B'Darachal is not going to be a Dereisa Dikashal, it's only going to be a Drabbanan, so it's more Kuladik. And we're going to say soon, this is going to be a very easy heter sometimes to have in the Isra of Moilid. So, L'chaira, now everything's great. You know, Baruch Hashem, in America, we came up again with the Kula, and now everything's good. The problem is that a few years ago, everybody knows that the Star K put out ovens that has Shabbos mode. That's a way to adjust the temperature and everything without making a readout on the screen. And they also do it b'ofen that when the machine changes the temperature, it's b'ofen a grama. They have a whole mahalach, it becomes like a grama. And memela, they held that it's mutter to do this on Shabbos, because since electricity is, like we're saying, maybe more of a chumra to say it's midaraisa. So memela, and they had a psaheter for the darbon digger thing also, maybe because it's not nikar. I'm not sure exactly what the pratim were. But mainly it came out with the Mahalach had to do this on Shabbos to be able to change the temperature. I don't remember if the mice were matter on Shabbos. I don't remember exactly. Do you remember, Rabbi Nadoff, if they were matter or mice on Shabbos to change the temperature? Is Dark A? You don't know. Beyond to the matter. Whatever it is, right? So Rav Shlomo was very stark against this because he tainted that there's a new Isser of Makabah Patish. Everybody knows that there's an Isser of making a Kli on Shabbos of Makabah Patish. So he's telling us, here you're not making a Kli. But the way that this machine worked was that the machine would register the fact that you want to change the temperature. And then a little bit later, it would change the temperature. So it was sort of recorded on its memory that in the future it should change the temperature. So he's telling us that any time you have a device that's able to record things on its memory, so the tachlis of that item is to be able to have something on the memory, right? Why do they make this thing that should have memory? So you could tackle record things on the memory. So he's saying it's a gemar in the memory of the thing when you actually go ahead and use it for its intended purpose. Like, let's say you make a tape. You're able to record things on the tape. You could save things on a tape, like a voice recorder. You could record all kinds of goinu shazachin on the voice recorder. What?
It's only the first time or something.
But every time you're erasing what was there till now, and now you're Vayter being Goymer, the Tachos of the Zach, by now putting it on another piece of information. I hear. Because the L'chaira, I don't know exactly, but the L'chaira here, it's more of a Mekuyim de Kazach.
The point is to cook, and you're getting it ready to cook.
Right, because this is like. I don't know exactly, and I can't answer exactly the, you know, how to yasha this thing, but he held very stark. That's a problem with Makabah Patish, and Mamela. So this whole heter that we have, maybe for electricity, in America, now is gonna go out of style in the age of digital technology because. A lot of things, you know, probably Ruba the Ruba of Zachen. Let's say you have air conditioning. In the olden times, you could just turn a dial or something. Nowadays, you put in the number over there and it remembers the number. Mamash, Paul de Kazach.
So, look. How would that help? Because it's digital, huh? How did that take away the grum?
No, they were using it to try to, make it into more of a grumma. But it makes it worse because now you're being goymer, the tachlis of the memory device.
This is all agreed upon that
if
there's a delay, then it's a
grumma. No, that's not agreed upon at all. But he's saying, even if you're going to say all these things, that it's a grumma, but there's going to be a new problem that when you're recording something on a memory, it has a problem with Makabah Patish.
So, we've been using timers for the past 20 years.
Not on Shabbos, no.
What do you mean? Maybe not oven timers, but for the lights. That's
no, but you don't change it on Shabbos. You don't record anything on it on Shabbos. The guy wants to, or on Yontov, let's say, right? The thing, Yontov, definitely. Right. Oh, so, okay, fine. So now, let's say, okay, so we say with the water meters, because they're abundant, it'll be easier to have a heter on the electricity problem. But Lamaisa, L'chaira, you're going to have the same problem with Makabah Patish, because Lamaisa, you're recording by turning on the faucet. Now this this meter is going to record that you used water. It's going to remember that you used water. And later it's going to send a message to the company telling them that you used the water. So now that you're recording something, you're causing something to be recorded on the meter, so now you should have a problem with makom patish. Oh, so one heter that Reb Shlomo was using was that it's a psak reish leinichle. You don't really want it to record that thing, right? But psak reish leinichle is not a klara heter, right? That was the whole shaila. Do people really want to pay money or not? So the way I understand l'chayra, if their machine would break, right, they wouldn't have a right to cut off the service before they fix it. No? They could just cut off the service? It's their problem, though, if their meter breaks. Let's say while they're changing the meter, it takes them a few days to get it in. And they have to leave it the way it is without a meter. What? Yeah. What do you mean? I'm assuming it's probably against the law for them to cut it off. I don't know. Okay.
Stop paying, they don't cut it off right away. They give you.
Right, they also they can't cut it off right away. So that was one hatter, psik reish leinichle. Reb Shlomo came up with a moirdika, another hatter that's very important to know and to remember and to think about. Reb Shlomo Miller. Taina Azoi. That. It says in the Mishnah. Okay, let's start like this. Let's not go into the details of where the heter comes from. But Reb Shlomo found a Magen Mishnah. Well, so stated in the Magen Mishnah that the malacha of makom patish is not applicable when you don't have kavana to be doing that tikkun. In other words, let's say I break. I'll give this example. It's not the example the Magen Mishnah gives. Let's say a person breaks a chavis, right? And Pshat is, if you would have kavana to make it into a kli, so it's makom patish, right? You had a chavis which was closed, and now you're going to break it, and if you have kavana to make a nice pesach, that it should be a good pesach for the chavis, it's makom patish. Let's say I didn't have kavana to do that, I just wanted to break open the chavis, right? So even though l'maisa, the break came out in a way that it made a kli, l'maisa is, it's not auster at all. Okay, I'm not going to go into all the shayla. What? I'm just saying over Magen Mishnah is a vayla. What? Yeah, I understand. The Magen Mishnah says the svar to explain that halacha. He's not going on that halacha. He's going on a different halacha. But I don't remember if he says benegay to that halacha also. He says it benegay. Let's say he's talking about being tziruf. If you put metal that was heated up a lot into water, it cools down the metal and makes it, I guess, harder or something. So the Gemara says if you're not mischavim for tziruf, it's mutter. So Magen Mishnah says the pshat is, he's likely not going on this halacha mamish, the Magen Avraham tells the truth to that, but the Magen Mishnah says the pshat is because you're not mischavim for tziruf. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says. And mainly you have a merdeka hatter any time you don't have kavana for makom patish, then you can have hatter shouldn't be makom patish. Now l'maisa, even if it's a psik reish, as we saw, because makom patish is a special kind of malacha that you have to have kavana. Because Rabbi Darzi, who tainted on him that the shtaz are Magen Mishnah, because l'maisa there are a number of achroinim who learned that the Magen Mishnah doesn't mean this. They learned the Magen Mishnah is only talking in a case where something is not a kli yet. And the question is, if you're making it into a kli. So if it's not a kli ba'atzim, so if you don't have kavanah to make it into a kli, so it never becomes a kli. But let's say something is ba'atzim a kli. So even and you now you did a finishing touch to it, that everybody's taka very good for the kli to have this finishing touch. So then it doesn't matter if you have kavanah or not, because it's ba'atzim considered that you made it into a better kli. That's what a number of achroinim say. L'maisa there are achroinim that learn up the Magen Mishnah the other way, as a heter in kamat ol makom patish. The Yeshua Yankov says like that, and there's other achrayim. The Shvisas HaShabbos also brings down like that, and the Beis Yosef and the Bachar L'Chayr Mavur like that. So a number of achrayim that say like that. And Reb Shlomo was saying also that not, the whole thing that he's saying, that it's makom patish, when you record something on a memory thing, is not 100% clear that that's considered makom patish. So Mela, when it's in a mischav, and you can be saying it from there. Yeah, that's it. No, yeah, I understand. That, by the ovens, that's true. No, I'm talking about the water meters. So now, so Rabbi Darzi came up with another taina azoi, that this whole thing that we're saying, it's ena mischaven, you could be mafakbik in this, and this is also very, very yisoidus the ganidin, Hosh Shabbos, that could I to know and remember that it's such a nidin. There's a Gemara says that let's say a person takes a piece of wood and he puts it into an oven and he turns on the oven. Now he doesn't want to burn up the piece of wood, he wants to just make the piece of wood hard. And the Gemara is mavur that making the piece of wood hard is not a malacha of bishul. But the Gemara says that you still, when you heat up this piece of wood in the oven, you're over the malacha of bishul and you're chayiv for the malacha of bishul. Why? Because the piece of wood gets softened by liquids coming out of the piece of wood before it gets hard. So Mela, when I heat up that piece of wood, it's considered that I did a malacha of bishul, because before I got to the point that I was trying to get to of making the piece of wood hard, the piece of wood got a little bit softer because of the liquids which came out of it.
Bishul has to make something soft, that's what bishul is.
I don't know. I mean, in this case, that's the Gemara seems to be saying the Rambam Grad learns the Gemara Fakert that it's making the wood hard is the bishul. Yeah, in a chanami, but the Rav Yerushalayim learned that maybe only by wood, the only time that would be considered bishul would be when you're making it soft, they making these liquids come out. So lemaisa, so the Rishonim ask l'chayra, you're not mischaven for the softer. So Rashi and Taisus seem to learn that you are mischaven for that. But the Ramban says amur de kazach. Now this Rabbi Darzi wanted to shtal tzu to a lot of cases that are negiah very much nowadays. Ramban says da'afal gav diu mechaven l'shurei mana, even though he has kavana to make it hard. Kivan the efshar alam kin rafal meikara gabi shabbos chayiv the moedar b'shimim sikreishu v'layomus. Even though he has kavana to make it hard, but since it's impossible to make it hard unless first it becomes soft, so meila you're chayiv by shabbos because b'shimim is moedar by psik. Reisha, because even though Yainim is Chavim, but it's a psik Reisha for it to become Mavushal. So, Rabbi Darzi wants to shtel tzu that any time, I'm not sure exactly what the Agdor of what he's saying is. He's not Mazber. He wrote a whole tshuva, like 30 pages about these in Yonim. But this specific Raya, I don't remember that he was Mairuth enough for me to understand exactly what he was trying to bring out of it. I think his point was that any time that the thing is set up originally in such a oifen, that this is the Seder Advarim, that this is how it happens, that when you do action A, action B happens automatically, and it's set up originally like that in the teva of the thing, so then it's not going to be considered bechlal that it's ainim eskavim. It's not going to be considered bechlal, it's ainim eskavim. And not only that, but everybody knows that there's a new Torah on Shabbos of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, and we're going to get around that problem also. It's not going to be considered Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The fact that I have no kavanah at all for the fact that this piece of wood is getting cooked is not going to affect us at all. You're going to be chayim on Shabbos just like if you had kavanah to cook that piece of wood. Azoy zokt Rabbi Darzi to bring a raya from this Ramban to this Yisoid. Moir de Kazakh, which is a huge, unbelievable chumrah for all these electronic things, but you don't have kavanah to do what you're doing. But since the machine is set up in such a oifen, so meila will be considered mischaven, it will not be considered gufa, and we would throw the book at the guy. Yeah, and then Mela, you wouldn't be able to use the water. You have to find some. You have to just to fill up bottles of water. I grabbed it was in Eretz Yisrael like a year and a half ago when they were handling Eretz Yisrael with the Shaila, and I was punked. I went over. I was sitting in the house of Rabbi Avram Brandsdorfer, and some Rabbonim came from the Mechoyin of technology and science and halacha to try to explain to him why we have to matter the water meters. So they were trying to explain to him what's the problem if you can't use water on Shabbos. They told him Kenish Gink to Miron. Everybody knows they have to go to Miron. Bishlam in your own house, you can fill up bottles and bottles of water. But Lamaisa, the Olam goes to Miron for the whole 100,000 people. Let's say they come on Shabbos, before Shabbos, and leave after Shabbos. But Lamaisa, you need water on Shabbos. What are you going to do? A lot of men, women, children, you need water. So Mela, you're not going to be able to go to Miron. Kitzer. What? No, that's what he was saying. You have to come out with the heter. I don't know if this is going to be one of the Tzirufim or not. They were trying to get him involved. They were trying to get him involved in their campaign. What? We have to think about it because of that, at least. We have to work. Right. Fine. Whatever it is. So I just want to say a very interesting tzedach. L'maisa, there's a Meridik of Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says that if a czar brings a carbon on Shabbos, that he's chayiv before Malachas Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is assuming, the Gemara says, Shechita shouldn't be a problem because Shechita was our Sheira. Kabbalah and Hoylacha shouldn't be a problem because it's Totah B'Almi. So the Gemara says, Mitam Akhtara, the Gemara says, there also shouldn't be a Malacha because the Gemara is going over there in the Sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who holds Avara, Lalav Yatzas, Mamela, you will not be Chai V'Chatos for Akhtara of a carbon on Shabbos. Fregan Allah, who cares about Akhtara? L'chair, every time you put a piece of the carbon, aver of a carbon in the fire of the Maracha, before you ever get to Akhtara, you're going to end up with a problem of Bishal. Right? Before the thing gets burnt up, it's going to get cooked. So Mela, the Achrayim ask, L'chair Yishmi Chayiv, Alz Bishal, when you mark to the carbon. So, L'maisa... So some Achrayim say that the Tarot says, because when L'maisa is going to get burnt up... Because no, it is a problem. It's a very big problem. But the Gemara is trying to say that you shouldn't be chayav v'chatos. The Gemara is dealing with whether or not you chayav v'chatos. And the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yossi happens to hold that for making a fire, for burning something up, you're not chayav v'chatos on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yossi holds. Only a lav. It's a lav. Right. And the Gemara happens to go in Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is trying to figure out how to corner Rabbi Yossi. No, it's total within a mechitza. It's just it's like total muktza. The Gemara is saying muktza, you're not chayav v'chatos either. Right, it's just a drabanon. It's a shvus. So meila the shaila is l'chayra that the Gemara. So some akroim taka say this thing that since it's going to get totally burnt up, you can't be chayav ambishal for something that's going to get totally burnt up. But a number of akroim say the mechitz chinuch and the shel meishiv and others. Say that the pshat is because davar shein maskanin. So l'chayra is a shtickle raya against this taina that any time it's the teva of the zach that this is the seder advarim how it happens that should be considered that yemaskanin l'chayra is a shtarka kash on this taina from that gemara. Yeah. Yeah. No, but he not burning it up a claw.
No, but
you're saying the mice is getting hard.
Yeah, well, no, but the mice that what this is all over there.
Bishul is over. Because you think the bishul is going to be over.
Bishul is
over. Yeah,
over
yeah,
Benach.
I hear.
That's
right.
Bishul is not the hapshul. Right. Because
yeah, right, but the Ramban El Khair is not going like that. yeah, well, I'm going to get that soon. Yeah, but you don't need it to get cooked first. You need it to get cooked first. It doesn't need to get cooked before it gets burnt up.
You mean by
it needs to get, yeah, the liquids have to go out. Have to get soft and liquids have to go out. Yeah. Sure. Lamaisa, I want to just say also that Lamaisa, I was my and I tried to find Achroinim to talk about this Ramban. He's taking this Ramban and making a big yisoid out of it, a very big chumra. I was looking around Taka Achroinim. I found Taka the Egle Tal asked this Kasha on the Ramban and he blives Sorachian. He doesn't say any Teretz. And I found.
What
would
you deal with the Ramban?
He says the Ramban. The Ramban says, Murder the Gazah. He says, I'll read over the Ramban. I'll read over the right? Kiven the Epsher Elam Kane Rafu Mei Kara Gabi Shabbos Chayiv the Moider of Shem Sekresh Lo Yomas came the Karetz and Matois. Yeah. But the Kasha is that Namal on Shabbos Sekresh is Rabbanah.
Yeah.
So that's where Rabbi Darzi is learning out of this Ramban. That when it has to, when it's a vekeshtalt azoy in the mitzias, azoy darf, this is the seder advarim. That when you do this, this automatically happens to first every time.
It's not machlokes the training. There is some training. There is a rashba in that.
Okay, but what about malachas shetzichel gufa? Yeah. What about malachas shetzichel gufa? Yeah, but what about malachas shetzichel gufa? I don't remember. What about malachas shetzichel gufa? What about malachas shetzichel gufa?
What about the love? Okay, so then, so the stamp shy of the every secret she has a love, she's a little bit.
No, and it's Hakadar Banan. If you hold like the Rav Shimon. Okay, let me just finish off. No, what's the problem?
I'm saying that's the
Akasha. No, if it's Nichole, it's Malchat Tzricha L'Gufo. If it's Nichole, it's Tzricha L'Gufo. Right. Okay. Yeah. I just want to say one zak. I found Lamaisa, there is an earlier Akron who says a teretz to this kasha, which doesn't stim with this raya that Rabbi Darzi is trying to bring. I found the Shvili David. He's an Akron in the 1800s. He asked both these kashas of Ramban. He asked number one, he doesn't bring down the Ramban. He asked it on the whole sugya. He asked Lecher number one, it's Dover Shein Meskaven. It seems though it's a psik reishi, you should not be chayiv. Number two, he asked Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. So the first kasha he answers, the pshat is that the chiddush over here is that since first it has to happen, the bishul has to happen, and then you get to what you have kavanah for. In order to get to the thing that you have kavanah for, the first thing that has to happen is the malacha, and then you get to what you have kavanah for. So that's not called davar shenu mischaven. Since the malacha happens first, and then after the malacha is finished, you get to what you have kavanah for. In such a case, you don't have the halacha of davar shenu mischaven.
Separate timings, like separate.
Because
things?
First, because it's like a first step. In order to get there, you have to do that first.
So you need to ask the stav, and you want it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the svar of that is. So, by the way, water meters, that's not shaykh. First of all, it happens, the thing that I'm taking out over here to use, right, that thing is happening at the same time as the malacha, right? It's not happening, it's not shot, the malacha is happening first, and then I could get to what I want. Let me just finish up. One more thing, and the second thing he says, he says that the pshat is because like what you were saying from the Ran before, that the liquid's coming out, that gufa brings to the thing getting hard, so meila, that's why it's not considered malach shen tzricha gufa. So meila, you can't tell tzu, and I saw a number of shvetadika svarim bring down the shvili David. I didn't see any other parts yet.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.